November the 26th, 1747. The Farmer's Inn. Dear Jack, and so it is achieved. My charmer resides upstairs. The beautiful Clarissa Harlowe sleeps within my tender grasp. She is asleep, my beloved, less than 10 yards from where I sit now. Never was joy more complete. Her flesh like white wax, her skin so illustriously fair. The lily and the driven snow is nonsense to compare. Her wavy ringlets are an ornament in itself, falling onto a neck that is beautiful beyond description. Her morning gown is a pale primrose, her bodice embroidered with twisting violets by her own sweet hand. But what still more inimitable beauty does her dress not conceal?
But Jack, you asked me to write concerning our escape from the clutches of the Harlowe family. I might not have mentioned that I have a servant of theirs, Honest Joseph, in my pay, and so devoted to Miss Clarissa Harlowe, so observant of her distress at her family's behaviour, he has grown by degrees to be more and more helpful. It was, I think, the second night I'd slept in the coppice. I might have told her the sixth or seventh, but mighty uncomfortable both nights were, when finally my charmer appeared. I hid in the ivy summer house. We talked. She would not come willingly, and so, as arranged, my signal maid, this servant, Joseph, most accommodatingly shouting out, "They are found! They are found! Get out the pistols!" and then letting one off. So convincing. My charmer falls hurriedly into my arms, and we make our escape. None could be more happy than I. Though it grieves my pride to think that I owe her possession more to her family's cruelty and her repugnance for another man than to my own immeasurable qualities. But when she sees how religiously I observe her, am devoted to her, and how I observe all her injunctions, she will undoubtedly, as all others have, supine to my every whim. She will love me then, as I am certain in her heart she already does. The inn, passable. Dinner indifferent. Your friend, Robert Lovelace.